it's absolutely concerning, and we can see in terms of the number of children, 86 at this point in time, that are waiting to access this service. And, you know, each child has a different story and a different need, and these psychologists are crucial to the multidisciplinary team that these children need to access, whether it's in relation to autism disorder or any other need. It's important that the service is available to them when they can, and particularly that they shouldn't have to wait for a period of time. And it's not acceptable that despite having three posts sanctioned 3 years ago, that today we have one post filled permanently, another post that is on and off. It's based on a temporary contract and it's intermittent. It's not there all the time. And the third post is only now filled at just over half full day. And that's not acceptable, that position isn't a full-time position, a full weekend position, but only half a week position.
And indeed, these children are just starting out on their journey through life, and it's disappointing that this is a situation that they have encountered so far.
Yeah, and I take my hat off to those working within the sector, the psychologists and their teams, because I know how stressful it is. I know how involved they are in the children's lives. I know how difficult it can be when you go home knowing that you have a waiting list waiting to see. But if you don't have enough personnel there, you can only do as much as you can do. And it's not acceptable that we place our staff in such a position like this and their parents and their children. And this is hugely crucial. We know that early intervention is important. It helps in terms of their school development. You know, and I could tell you from countless parents in terms of the challenges that they face with children that need assessment. I can talk to you about the challenges that they face in the school environment and the home environment and the problems that they encounter that would be a lot alleviated if we had a fully functioning, properly serviced, properly funded service here in the Northwest. But unfortunately for the children and their parents and indeed the staff in that service, that has not yet been delivered. And it's something I intend once again to raise with the Minister for Health, to make sure that the action that is needed is delivered into this area.